Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
It's Theme Thursday. Hello, Diana.
Hi. Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm all right. We're going to talk about keeping your cool in warm weather.
Well, warm weather is upon us.
It's heating up out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's only going to get hotter here for a while, too.
I was just discussing with my father the other day the difference between 75 and 90. It's like one of the biggest differences.
It's a huge difference.
In temperature that there is. It's insane how, you know, it really is a huge difference. I mean, 75 feels so nice and, it's great. And
I know.
Then you go 15 more degrees and 90 and you just, you know, yeah, it's not a pleasant time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So we've got some ways to keep your cool during those hot times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's not just about, well, and this is very true because of the climate we live in. We don't get used to a temperature before it changes very long in the Midwest. And so, you know, if you live in a climate that's tempered the whole year,
mm-hmm.
then you're apt to get used to it. But your body physically doesn't adapt to these changes very quickly and very easily.
Right,
sometimes.
So we have to adjust what we do.
Exactly.
Whenever the season changes.
That's right. So our first bit of advice is stay out of the sun while it's at its hottest. Now that seems like common sense, you know, but it's sun and it's fun and it's hard to stay out of the sun.
That's true.
Fun, but it's true. It's hard to stay out of it in the afternoon. You want to be out and have a great time, but you need to limit your sun exposure between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. each day during the warmer months.
Yeah. So just try to stay inside during those hours.
Exactly. If you're gardening, you know, it's not good to garden. It's not good for the plants in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just not good for you. So don't be out in it. It's unpleasant.
Next tip, plan ahead. Whatever you're going to do outdoors, have a plan to help cut down any unnecessary activity in the heat. So, for example, say you're going to take a hike, study the map at the beginning of the day and look at the best route to make use of the shade during those hours between 10 and 4. If you're swimming, you know, think about when you're going to be in the water. Even though it's cool, you're still getting that heat. So make sure you're getting in the shade again, drinking lots of water. Just, you know, look and plan ahead.
Right, exactly. And also that's true if you're traveling, if you're driving somewhere. You know, make sure your vehicle has been inspected and has a tune-up. We used to drive across, you know, Kansas and across, you know, some pretty, I mean, I love Kansas, but, you know, out there in one part of Kansas, it gets pretty desolate.
Yes.
And then even that further west you go, it gets more desolate. And you don't want to be stuck out there in 105 degrees with a broken down car.
True.
So make sure your car has been inspected, your air conditioning is running well, the car is running well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. You'll want to keep in mind dressing simply, lightweight, loose-fitting clothes. Keep that hair up, ladies, and minimize makeup. It makes you sweat even more.
Wow, I never thought about that.
It does.
Interesting.
It does. Mm-hmm.
I bet it's unpleasant. Yeah, I bet that's, yeah, it's heavy and kind of, yeah, mm-hmm. it's not fun. Yeah, wear footwear that breathes. Yeah, flip-flops are great for some activities, but, you know, you need that arch support and durability.
Yeah.
I always say that about flip-flops. You know, people buy these little dollar flip-flops at some places, and I'm like, those are not good for your feet. So, you know, sportswear, you know, things like that are good for your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And just a couple more things quickly. Stay hydrated.
That's right. Drink water. And it's water. Nothing else. Water. Drink water.
Eat to stay cool. So eat raw veggies, raw fruits, things like that.
Yep. That's exactly right. So those are just some hints for you to stay cool in the heat. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.